Welcome, everyone. Today is January the 22nd. This is our Whole Life Healing Call with Dr. Alexandra Lloyd, and I am Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. He has a very special announcement today, so stay tuned. Before we hear from Alex, though, I'm going to go ahead and share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And this quote we'd love to share is from Dr. Oz, and it says, "We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but can never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel." And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we like to share it is that the purpose of these calls with Alex is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. So having shared that, I'm going to turn it over to Alex, who has a very special announcement today. Alex?
Thank you so much, Johanna. And wherever you are in the world, whenever you're listening to this, you may already know what I'm about to say by the time you hear it, but if not, I'm happy for you to hear it too. The first thing I want to do is apologize. After a lot of prayer and meditation over years, I believe I've had my priorities wrong. I believe I've had as the number two priority the thing that should be number one, and I've had for 19 years as my number one priority the thing that probably all along should have been number two. And I am sorry about that. I ask you to forgive me. Let me go a little bit deeper and explain a little more, because the reason for what I'm telling you now is I'm starting over, okay? After 19 years of the healing codes and the memory code, the love code, trilogy, et cetera, I'm starting over. And after about 14 years of doing this program every single week, and we have never done the same program twice. We played a recording a few times when I was, like, overseas, but we've never done the same program twice. And I'm starting this over, okay? So let me explain a little bit more. I do not believe that a mechanical healing technique is the most important thing. Really, in anybody's life. Now, I am so grateful for the healing codes and for trilogy and memory engineering and all of that. And I believe we've assembled the best tools that there's ever been in the history of the world. But with most of those tools, the major thing we're talking about is health and getting rid of dysfunction, okay? Well, what my clients have told me pretty consistently, the ones I've worked with like one-on-one and in small groups over these 19 years, I've had so many of them come to me and say, hey, thank you so much. My cancer's gone. But you know what? After the kind of exhilaration of I'm not going to die anymore, I'm really kind of back to my miserable old self. Or, you know, my diabetes is gone, but I've still kind of got the same habits and feel like something is still missing in my life. You know, my depression's gone, like hope, but I'm kind of recreating it because I'm doing all the same stuff I used to do, you know, before I got depressed that probably led to the depression in the first place, okay? And the way that happened, and most of you know my story, but I'll give you the really, really short version, is that Hope and I got married in 1986. By 1988 or 9, we were both very unhappy. She kicked me out of the house, said, "I can't stand to live with you another day." We went to doctors, and after the third doctor found out she was severely chemically, clinically depressed, as the doctor said, the big bad bear of depression, and that depression had been dominating our life for the first 12 years of our marriage. And we had tried everything, all the medications over years. I traveled all over the world looking at all kinds of natural supplements, herbals, techniques, electronic things, you name it. And she was always still depressed. So when the Healing Code came along on April 15, 2001, and knocked Hope's depression out in 45 minutes, came back. By the time she'd done it for 3 weeks, it was gone, and it's never come back again. And that's been many years now, okay? 19 years. I was so thrilled by that. I mean, it may be hard for you to relate to, but something that has kind of made a living hell out of your life for 12 years, cost you tons of money, taken all the joy out of your life, like everyone else is in the sunshine and you've got a black cloud over you all the time, that when that happened, man, I was just like doing metaphorical backflips and would have been literal backflips, except I would have killed myself. And then I took it into my practice, my counseling and therapy practice at that time, and it started doing the same thing with those clients. So I was so overwhelmed in a good way, I thought, and excited by that I kind of jumped onto the Healing Code like 99% of my time. And you have to understand that before that, that was not the case. What I'd been doing with most people was sharing with them how to get the spiritual issues in their life right. And I think I've met about 5 people in my life that I felt like had them right when I first met them, and all the other thousands didn't, including me, including Hope. And that was really, really fulfilling. It really was. I loved it, but Hope was still depressed, okay? Well, somehow, when I started the Healing Code out of my basement, and some of it was probably money because I walked away from my practice and started at zero with no money and no advertising, and I just felt like I really had to put my nose to the grindstone to make sure we could keep paying for bread and milk. But the spiritual principles that had really healed me in my life and healed our marriage, even though Hope was still depressed for several years after that, I just sort of put on a shelf. And I dabbled with them, mainly on this program, okay? But it was not in really a organized, intentional way in order to give people a step one, step two, step three to step 20 of how you go about living your absolute best life, which is the only way, I think, you are as happy and fulfilled and healthy as you can be. And as I've done that one-on-one with people over probably 30 years or so, I have to tell you that I've never seen that not work, okay? I've seen the Healing Code not work sometimes, usually works, but there's sometimes it doesn't seem to work. I've seen Trilogy not, well, I don't know if I have seen Trilogy not work, now that I say that. I'm sure there's somebody somewhere who would say, well, I tried that one time and it didn't work for me. But with people who understood, accepted, committed to, and integrated what I call the spiritual laws of nature into their life, and sorry about that phone ringing in the background, it'll stop. I have really never seen that not work. So, I'm sorry. I got my priorities out of line for about the first 3 years of the healing codes. Every month, Hope and I would get together and say, okay, is this the month that we're going bankrupt? Because every month for about 3 years, it looked like we were going to go bankrupt. We never did. And then a day came where something happened. I'm still not sure what. And we hit critical mass, and all of a sudden we had hundreds and even thousands of people coming to us from all over the world, which solved our money problem, but now we're trying to keep up. So it's just kind of been one thing led to another, and now we're 19 years later. Johanna, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, we just had an Amber Alert here. I'm sorry. I had a thing in my ears, and it was an Amber Alert on my phone here in Nashville. Sorry about that. But anyway, one thing led to another, and now we're 19 years later, and I feel like I have neglected what is most important and focused almost entirely on something that's important but of lesser importance. So we are starting over. We have had a number of people that have left the company as far as that worked with me. That was not on bad terms. They were all on good terms. And a number of others that are new people coming in. And we have been working on this, talking about it, praying about it for some time now. In fact, I've been telling Hope for 12 years. I'm being led to something, but I don't know what it is. So we are going to stop for the first time in 14 years this program as we have been doing it for 14 years. I'm not saying we're stopping it, but we're not going to be doing the same thing. Here's what's going to change. Most of you know that I believe in Jesus. And that is the most important thing in my life by far. I believe it's what saved me. I believe that it is why Hope and I have such a great relationship. I even believe it's why we've been successful in the business, okay? And but 19 years ago when the Healing Code started, I really prayed and meditated, and Hope and I talked about it, and I talked to other people. And I really felt like my mandate was to not say anything that would offend anybody. That my mandate was three words: to help people heal. And I believe we have done a decent job at that over these 19 years. Clients in 173 countries, all 50 states. I'm told it's the largest practice of its kind in the world. My books are in 30 languages, 40 countries. I mean, if you had told me some of this stuff at 10, 20, or even 30, I would have said, you are out of your mind. I'm dyslexic. I'm ADHD. I flunked kindergarten. I flunked third grade. I was last in my high school class. You got to be out of your mind. Nobody would want to. But somehow, despite me, all of that stuff has happened, okay? And we have thousands, literally thousands of pages of testimonials from people all over the world. I don't know that you could name an illness or disease that we don't have testimonials about, people writing or calling or whatever and saying, I just want to let you know, I went to my doctor and he said I do not have X, Y, or Z anymore. And that has been wonderful. And that has been people of all nationalities, all color skins, all worldviews, all religions, all ages, all socioeconomic categories, you name it, okay? And I want you to know, too, Trilogy and Memory Engineering and the Healing Co- those things are not going to go away. We're always going to make those available, okay? But I'm planning to shift my time and the emphasis of what we do from about 80 to 90% product and technique focus to teaching and living by principles that will take you to your best life. And here's what we're going to do, at least to start. And I'm going to take a few questions here in a minute if I can. I've got to go with about half past, and or email in your suggestions or whatever. But here's what we're thinking. Each week, first of all, I'm going to start two YouTube channels, and everything on these will be free, okay? And one YouTube channel, which is video, although you can just listen to the audio if you want to, will be just what we've been doing as far as the teaching here for 14 years, except we're going to do it in a organized, specific, very planned out way. This is step one, step two, to step 20 to your best life, okay? So we're going to start with some explanation, then some research and studies and stuff like that. And then we're going to start with what I call the spiritual laws of nature. And these tend to be paradoxical. They tend to be counterintuitive a lot of the time. Some of them seem obvious, like love, except almost everyone misunderstands love, and what they think of as love is maybe not love at all. It's actually selfishness. And that was true for me. That was true for Hope. That was true for most of the clients I've worked with, okay? And there's reasons for that. If you've read the memory code, you understand a lot of those reasons, okay? But anyway, we are going to, and every week we will have a focus, okay? The first week will be the first principle that started out everything in this regard to me, called the greatest principle in the world that almost nobody knows. And then we'll go to the next one and the next one. We'll start with the most important ones. And over the course of probably 6 months or a year, we will share a secret spiritual law of nature for any and every problem you could possibly have. And actually, there'd probably be 3 to 10 that would apply to about any problem that you can have. I wonder if any of you remember the wonderful movie Field of Dreams with Robin Williams, the Carpe Diem movie. And one of the scenes I loved in that movie so much is when he was in the classroom and was asking them, okay, what do you look forward to in life? And they were like, well, I'm going to be a billionaire. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I'm going to be a billionaire on Wall Street. I'm going to be a world famous surgeon. I'm going to be the president of Ford. And the teacher was trying to get across to them, okay, all that stuff is fine, but poetry and art and beauty and love and passion and excitement and tears, and those are the things we live for. Whatever you do to make money so that you can eat every day and have a roof over your head and all that, that's fine. But if that's all you're doing, that's not a life worth living. The meaning and purpose and love is what makes life worth living. So if I help you heal your cancer, but then you go right back to living in fear and anxiety and selfishness, and, you know, in my book, I haven't helped you a whole lot. So we're going to keep making all those things available. Don't worry about that. But one channel will be basically what we have been doing here for 14 years, and I believe it will not offend anyone, no matter what you believe. In fact, in 19 years, I've never had one person say, hey, I'm not of your religion, or I'm not a Christian, or I don't believe in Jesus, and what you said offended me. I've never heard that, okay? So one track will be just for you, anybody and everybody, no matter what you believe. The other track is going to be something I've never done in 19 years, and that's going to be applying these same principles to people who, like me, believe in Jesus. Now, if that scares you, I apologize, and I certainly understand probably why it scares you, probably the same reasons it used to scare me. But I just want to say, I believe if you will just out of curiosity give me 30 minutes, an hour on that channel to try to explain, that maybe you'll see that what I'm talking about is not the thing that you're scared of or have been hurt by or someone that you love has been hurt by. I'm not talking about church or going to church. I'm not talking about religion. I've run from religion. It took me decades to recover from my own religious upbringing. I'm talking about forgiveness and identity and worth and love and joy and peace and fear and self-doubt and lies of your heart and all that sort of thing, okay? But I am going to talk about Jesus, and I'll use passages from the Bible, because that's what most followers of Jesus go to as their sort of textbook, okay? Although I could talk about that for 3 hours, but anyway, I encourage you, even if you're a little bit curious, listen for a few minutes. And then if I offend you, I'm sorry, go back to the other channel. It'll be the same basic information just for anybody and everybody, okay? If you do believe in Jesus, then please come. I'm trying to start something. I don't know what, okay? I've been praying about it for years, and I still don't know what, but I'm compelled to do it. Okay, so every week we'll be talking about a spiritual principle that leads either to your best possible life or destroying your life, and how to tell the difference and how to do the one that leads to your best life. And if you are doing what works against your own health and happiness, how to switch over and reverse that. Okay, and lots of times when people heal from whatever health problem we've worked with them for the last 19 years, a year or so later, even though they're not sick, they still really wouldn't say they're really, really happy or thrilled with their life. People who understand, integrate, and live these spiritual principles always are happy. And always, in my experience, say they believe they are basically, maybe not 100%, but living their best life. And when you do that, you tend to get everything. Lots of times the health stuff goes away without even doing the technique or mechanism. The relationships get better. Your work tends to get better. Everything tends to get better. okay? And we will be doing the teaching each week in video form as an audio podcast, and we're going to do a newsletter where it'll also be in written form, okay, if you prefer that. But everything, and also we'll be doing multiple social media stuff each week. Again, all about the same principle that we're talking about that week. Everything will be in harmony and congruent, okay? And we will send you an email to let you know how to subscribe to the channels when they're ready, and it's going to be really soon, a matter of a week or two, I think. As far as this program, I'm really not sure yet. I'd like your feedback as to what we're going to do. One suggestion has been to continue to meet at this time, but to give custom trilogies and stuff for the spiritual issues that we're talking about that week. And I do. I think that's a good idea. But we're undecided. So for the next couple of weeks, we probably will take a break. We're looking for your feedback during that break. And then we will send all of you an email telling you exactly what we're doing, when, where, how. It's all free. And again, I ask you to please forgive me for getting my priorities out of whack. And hopefully, with God's help, I can get those priorities right from now on. And I believe if I do, that we're going to see things happen that we've never seen before. So, Johanna, that's it for me. I've got time for maybe one question if we have one. I need to go in about 4 minutes. But when I leave, Johanna, you may want to take some questions or something. I mean, you know about all of this and what we're talking about. And so, and give some custom codes as well. But anyway, that's it for me. And if you're furious at me for this, hey, please send me an email. Let me know. That didn't hurt me. I love constructive criticism. And I know I don't have all the answers. I feel like I've been missing it in this way for about 19 years now. So, Johanna, any question for me?
Okay, let's see. If you have a question for Alex, please go ahead and raise your hand by pressing *2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand. You'll have a couple minutes to go ahead and ask a question, and I'll open the line for you. If you're on the web, you can type it in the field on the web, and I will read it to Alex so he can answer your question. So again, *2 on your phone. We'll raise your hand. We might have a little shell shock here, Alex. I don't see any hands up yet. So let's see. *2 on your phone is going to raise your hand. And go ahead and type in any questions.
Or Johanna, if you have some thought, share your thoughts.
Oh, wow. I just think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. It's definitely in harmony with what I believe and think and believe. We got a couple questions, Alex, really quick, okay?
All right.
Okay, this is from a caller in Colorado. Your number is 5477. 5477, you can go ahead and
read
and ask Alex.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Dr. Alex. My name is Lee, and I live in Montrose, Colorado. And when I first discovered the healing codes a couple of years ago, I have been richly blessed by you and by God. But my question is this. How can we pray for you?
How can what?
How can we pray for you?
Oh, sweet lady, you do not know what you just did for me. I absolutely covet that. Usually when someone starts something, and yesterday I went into the studio for the first time to start recording the content for this, and I said this on the video. Usually when you're starting something, you've got a script, you've at least got bullet points, you at least know where you're starting, you at least know where, okay, this is our destination that I hope we can reach. I don't know any of that, okay? None. But for 12 years, I have felt a calling, and Hope and I have talked about it regularly. I said, Hope, I'm being called to something. I don't know what it is. I don't know when. I don't know how, where, anything else. But and then, you know, more time would pass. And then just this last year, I've really kind of known it's time to start. But this is the first thing I've ever started in my life that I pretty much had zero answers for how, when, where, destination, etc. So if you could pray for my heart to be open and that for me to hear correctly and guidance, and for whatever we do to be what is best for people, what God wants, not what I want, and to really help people at the spiritual and heart level of their life, not just to heal sickness and illness.
Perfect. Yes. God's perfect strategy will be revealed to you. Yes. Okay. That's
well, thank
awesome.
You so much. And
I'm
I apologize.
I'm so excited to pray for you.
Thank you. I apologize, everyone. I have to go. Johanna, feel free to do questions or codes or whatever, and we will let people know the next step, including the next step for this time.
Okay, Alex, we love you.
Love you too.
All right. So, Alex is going to be leaving the call. We did have another hand up, so I'm going to go ahead and open that line. Your number ends in 4268. I'll do my best to see if I can answer.
4268.
4268 from Georgia.
Oh, hi, Joanna. How you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Oh, okay. Yes, I had the thing. Is that my phone number? You said Georgia. No, I was just going to comment on what Dr. Alex said. I think that throughout the years, he has been doing great work, and I was just going to tell him that sometimes we're doing great work, but when a higher calling comes, that means that we just take our work to another level. I don't think that he was doing anything wrong, like he kept saying he had missed the point. No, at that 14 years ago, or during that time, that was where he was supposed to be. Now he has ascended to another level. I think that's what has happened.
Oh, that's so wonderful, and I will make sure he hears that comment. I'll send him a recording of your you.
Okay, because, you know, that happens with all of us. It's like, you know, in sports, you start as a rookie, then you get what you call the middle part, and you get to your prime, then you move out of the game, then you become a coach or something else. You just grow at each stage, but sometimes it takes, you know, numerous years to get that extension. So that's just spiritual growth. That's basically what that is. So I don't feel he should have to apologize to anybody thinking that he was doing it wrong, because actually he was doing it right. He was growing as he was teaching other people. And I do get it when he was saying that, because I know plenty of people myself, they get their finances where they want, they get their health where they want, then they're like, okay, I got these things, my life still sucks, I'm still not happy. I know numerous people like that. So
right.
I see what he was saying. When he said they get to heal and they say, okay, I don't worry about the counselor no more, feel fine, my life still ain't right. So, yeah, without the spiritual aspect of your life will never be right.
That's
so
right.
That's all I want. That's what I want to contribute to that.
Thank you so much for sharing. I'm sure he's going to be encouraged to hear you. share that. And I hope that, you know, like he mentioned, we don't know exactly what we're going to be doing on the, you know, with the Wednesday calls, but we will keep everyone informed. And we do hope with all our heart that we'll be continually connecting with everyone who's been with us for the last 14 years on these calls. We really appreciate everyone's participation and the feedback. Yes, we'd like to have everyone's feedback. You can always email us at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. Give us any thoughts, suggestions. Hopefully we'll have more interaction with everybody, even more so than ever before now. So thank you again.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so I am going to give some time to any of you, if you'd like, to get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code. It may be our last time to do this on a live call. I'm not sure. Like Alex said, we're still thinking and praying about what to do next. But you can raise your hand if you'd like me to create something for you by pressing star 2 on your phone. Star 2 on your phone is going to raise your hand, and I will unmute your line, and we'll get you a custom trilogy or a custom code. I was telling Alex, we don't see a lot of hands raised today, so I think everybody's a little bit in shock about his announcement. And I don't see any hands up for a custom code or a custom trilogy. Okay, so let me see. Oh, here's a hand up. Okay, so someone in California, your number ends in 0029. 0029, your line is open.
Hi, Joanna.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, my name is Elise.
Hi, Elise, and what would you like to address today? Or did you have a question?
So I think one thing I'm kind of struggling with is feeling like I'm not accepted, like my family, like being different. Not being accepted, that they're not hearing me, that I'm sort of invisible, I guess, because I'm so different.
Okay. How does that make you feel? Are you sad?
Oh.
Are you angry? Are you feeling not good enough? What are the beliefs or feelings that you're having?
Sadness, grief, for sure. Grief is a big one. It's a very, and I've had dreams about it. I dreamed that I was a dog, and I just, I was a dog in my family. Like I changed and turned into a dog, and my family didn't know it, so I just have a lot of grief around this issue, and being like not heard, not seen, and not believed, I guess.
On a scale from 1 to 10, Elise, how strong is that?
8.
And when is the earliest time that you began feeling this way? Do you have a memory when you started feeling it?
Yeah, I think I had this dream. It was probably several years ago, and I think that's it's a very strong memory, very strong.
How strong is it feeling regarding that dream?
Yeah. Well, it's up at like a 9.
Okay. Okay, well, we want to address the feelings, the beliefs, the interpretations of these events, healing those so you're going to feel peace and clarity about who you are now, and hopefully heal the wounds that have been caused from your relationship with your family or others. We want to address that at the source so you can feel peace about who you are and feel accepted with who you are, even if they don't, you know, show that. Mm-hmm. We want you to be okay. We want to heal these wounds. Did you want a trilogy or a custom healing or a healing code?
I think I'll do the just the healing code, please.
Okay. Do you know healing code two positions?
Yes.
Or just okay.
The healing code.
Yeah. Well, we have the healing code one with the four positions, and then we have healing codes two with the brainstem and the high bridge. Are you familiar with those positions?
Not so much. So maybe
okay.
We can just stick
okay.
with four.
Yeah, we'll just do the healing codes one. Okay, can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The grief issue.
The grief issue.
Okay. Okay, so this is going to include all the known and the unknown programs, beliefs, limiting beliefs, feelings, emotions around this. Okay, so I would suggest taking this through all 12 categories, addressing one category per day, and ask, okay, what memories or relationship issues do I recognize that are connected to this grief that have to do with unforgiveness towards myself, towards others, or maybe towards God? And whatever you recognize there, put that into a prayer and ask that unforgiveness, those unforgiveness issues connected to this grief, that those will be healed. Now, forgiveness can be a process. You may not experience it immediately, but what you want to do is let go of any of those negative feelings or beliefs towards yourself, towards others, or even towards God. Allow those to heal. So you're observing them, and they're not the true you. You want to get rid of the pain. You want to heal the pain and the negativity so that you can have more clarity and more peace about who you are, no matter what's happened in the past. So you want to leave things in the past. You want to come from a place of truth and love in the present and have hope in the future. So we're healing that on those different levels, in those different parts of your life from the past, the present, and the future. If you take this healing code and use it to address one category per day, you'll be able to address all 12 categories in 2 weeks, which is when this code is going to be the most effective over the next 2 weeks. That's what I would suggest you do.
Okay. So it's the relationships finder?
Yeah, if you do the relationship issue finder, you're going to get some scores. You're also going to get descriptions of all the categories. So one category per day, you want to read the description of that category. Ask yourself, okay, what do I recognize going on in my life, in this particular area of my life of unforgiveness, for example? What comes to mind where I'm still angry or I'm resentful or I want to have vengeance or maybe you feel you've not been forgiven, you know. Do it from both perspectives. Then the next day, even if you find things and they're not healed 100%, in other words, they still bother you a little bit, go on to the next category anyway, the next day, and do that for 12 days. And then you can revisit any lower scored areas, if you like, or whichever category you feel drawn to. Continue to address it. Now, this code is going to be most effective for 2 weeks, but it's still probably going to be effective even after 2 weeks. So I would use the custom code I'm going to give you now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that explanation. Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to give you a code. The first position is left hand bridge, right hand Adam's apple. The second position is both hands, jaws. The third position is both hands, temples. And the last position is left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, bridge. You want to do that for about 8 minutes and do it at least twice a day, addressing one category only per day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's it.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
And,
God bless.
And all the best to you. I'm really encouraged by what Dr. What was shared today.
Uh-huh.
So I really just love what I heard. So thank you so much and all the best.
You are so welcome. Thank you. God bless.
All right, same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, our other caller is, it's 5477 from Colorado. I'm going to open your line. Your line is open.
Hi there, Joanna. I'm the one that asked Dr. Alex how we could pray for him. So
right, thank you.
I'm going to make that a point, and I've got it down in my prayer diary. So I think what I've been mostly struggling with, and I've kind of failed to really discover the best healing code, but a couple years ago I was in a car accident with several injuries, and I kind of feel like I've lost my mojo, I've lost my my vision. We're full-time missionaries, and we work internationally. So I feel like, too, I'm just kind of losing my feeling of worth or value. And it goes up and then it comes back down. It's not been very stable. And my relationship with my husband, too, I kind of feel like I'm not very, important or valued or whatever because of it. I'm feeling like I'm kind of less than. So it's those feelings based on, too, the injuries and the pain caused from those as well. So
okay.
That's what I've identified.
Okay. Okay, let's, on a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is this feeling of not being valued and kind of what you describe as losing your mojo? How strong is that? And does it make you feel sad? Does it make you feel helpless, hopeless,
yes,
unloved?
Yes.
What are the... Okay.
Yeah, probably kind of hopeless, worthless, sad. And I would say probably a good 8. Yeah.
Okay. What is the earliest memory that you can recall in your entire life when you maybe felt the same way?
I think that was, I remember when I was a young baby and my mom was trying to explain to somebody the spelling of my name. And then she talked about wishing she had boys instead of girls. And I just, from that moment, kind of felt like I was not really exactly wanted, so to speak. So,
how strong was that just now as you described it?
I can still remember it exactly. I can remember standing up in my crib and remembering her in the room over talking to her friend. Very, very vivid memory. Yeah, and it still comes back.
And how,
even
how
though
strong
I've been
would
healed,
you say?
That it comes back? Probably that memory, maybe a 5 to 7.
Okay. Okay, so I what I'm going to do is go ahead and test for this. I would suggest, if you don't notice a shift, that, well, in your prayer, ask that any generational things, any negative beliefs or feelings, emotions that you absorbed from your mother or even was passed on to you in the womb, that will be addressed. Working with a coach or practitioner can help if you feel stuck, but I would have that in your intention in your prayer.
Yes, I was thinking also of working with, I've just forgotten her name. I get her email, but she talks about the extra sensitive person or highly sensitive
mm-hmm.
person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay.
Okay. Let's go ahead. Now, did you want a trilogy or a healing code?
I'm thinking healing code, and I do know how to do them all.
Okay, very good. All right, let's get a code for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
These fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay, good. All of these negative feelings, whether it's sadness, feelings of worthlessness, hopelessness, it's all coming from fear.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I would take this through the 12 categories, as
okay.
I was describing to the caller before you.
Okay.
You could do the relationship issue finder and see what your score is.
Okay.
That could be it's a very good diagnostic tool, but no matter what the scores are in all the categories, I would address them starting with forgiveness.
Okay. Forgiveness. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to get a code for you. Just a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, first position, left hand below the belly button, right hand on the high bridge.
Okay.
Next position, both hands temples. That's healing codes one. Okay,
did
next
you say
position,
left hand? I'm sorry, did you say left hand, both temples?
Both hands temples.
Both hands temples. Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Okay.
And then, excuse me, we're going to do left hand on the brainstem, right hand on the high bridge.
Okay.
Then we're going to do both hands, Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
And then left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Left hand temple, right hand jaw. Okay.
Do that for about 8 minutes, at least twice a day, addressing one category per day. You
okay.
can do it in the order that the categories are listed or start with the lower scored category first. Think about your relationship issues with yourself, with others, with God.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When you're exploring, okay? And,
okay.
I think this is going to help you a lot.
Oh, Joanna, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you again for offering to pray for Alex and all of us. We
Absolutely.
Really appreciate that so much.
I will continue every day. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. God bless you. Okay, bye-bye.
God bless. All right. So we do have time for anyone else. If anyone else on the call would like to get a custom code or a custom trilogy, you can raise your hand. We'll get that for you. And I don't see any new hands up, so... Oh, there is one more hand up. Okay, your number ends in 4268. 4268, your line is open.
Hey, it's me again. It's Corey. How you
Hi,
doing
Corey.
Again, Joanna?
I'm good.
Yes, I have an I don't think it's an emotional issue. I was listening to the other two ladies, and they were dealing with their emotional issues. Mine more is, well, I guess it falls on the emotional line, like discouragement or disappointment. I was training for the Senior Olympics, and I was told last week that I'm not quite ready. And I felt I was, and, you know, the next one, this one this year will be this summer, then the next one will be in 2022, because they're always on the even year. So I was highly disappointed about that. And I felt like when I go back to my childhood, it was like when I didn't make the baseball team. You know, I was at all the practices. I outplayed everybody. And I still was cut. And as I became an adult, I found out that if you don't have a relationship with the coach also, it doesn't matter how good you are mechanically. If you don't have a relationship, he'll pick a lesser player that has a better relationship with him than a player that's good and has no relationship with him. So... what would that be? Disappointment, discouragement? Discouragement means you're just not going to do it anymore. You just quit, right?
Well, it can be. It can be. But this disappointment, okay, how else did you feel in that earlier memory you mentioned when you were being cut from the baseball team? Were there other feelings or beliefs or emotions that you felt when you found out that, you know, because you didn't have a relationship with a coach and where that wasn't very good relationship or close, that you weren't chosen and you felt that was the main reason? How did you feel about that? Did you feel it's not fair or was it mainly just disappointment?
I felt, one reason I felt disappointment, because my mom loved baseball and she wanted me to play so bad, and she was even going willing to go up there to talk to the coach about, you know, getting me on the team. But, you know, back then I said, you don't have to do that, because, you know, you don't want your mom going up talking to the coach, putting you on the team. And mainly I felt it was unfair because, see, I was an introvert. I was extremely shy as a teenager, so I just thought you go out there, you play, you do whatever was required of you as a player, you would make the team and play. I didn't know you had to get along. It wasn't that I didn't get along with the coach. It's just that we had no communication with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I found, go ahead.
Okay, so that feeling of not fair, how does that, how strong is that in that memory?
I would say it's not high and it's not low, somewhat in the middle of the pack. It was on a numerical scale, probably about a 5 or 6.
Okay. This disappointment and discouragement that you're feeling regarding not being ready for, you know, to go on now with the Olympics, how strong is that?
It's pretty strong because I'm being taught by an Olympia champion, and I had worked out with some of her other trainees, and I felt I was just as good or better.
Mm-hmm.
But she just said, she just said, I'm not quite ready. She didn't say I wasn't any good. She said, you're not quite ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't see no different than nobody. It may be me. It may be an ego thing with me, but it kind of goes back to what I was saying with the baseball and the sports
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid. And it was seemed like it was repeating itself all over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm senior Olympics
okay.
now, not regular Olympics. I'm going, oh, man, not the regular Olympics, the senior Olympics.
mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, this happened last week, and I was like, okay. So then, you know, you start thinking about, well, maybe I need to go to another swimming school or something like that. Then. So, yeah, I guess it did affect me somewhat.
Okay. Okay, well, we're going to get – now, did you want a trilogy or a healing code?
Trilogy. I like trilogy.
Okay. Okay. What we want to do is address, we want to heal that memory, even though it's only a 5 compared to what you're feeling today. We definitely want to heal that because it's playing into what you're feeling in this present day. So we want to heal that. I would also recommend you do what I've been suggesting to the other callers, is to take this trilogy and go through the entire, all of the 12 categories, addressing
okay.
Anything from the past, anything you recognize now currently, and then any future things that maybe you fear.
Okay.
In each category. Okay.
Okay.
Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The joy issues.
This joy issue.
Okay, so joy is coming up as a key one, relating to not just the past one, but the current one, which is disappointment, you know, sadness, those kind of feelings.
Okay.
But it's also self-control.
Okay.
And that addresses the thought of it's not fair.
Okay.
So as you see. Yeah, so as you see, when you go through the 12 categories, you may recognize some other thoughts and feelings in the other categories that are connected to the way you're feeling about this, being told you're not ready
okay.
and not being accepted, okay? Okay?
Okay,
so minute number one, we're going to do the acupoints, and you're going to start with the eyebrows and tap all
okay.
the way to the side of the hand without, you
okay.
know, just tap all those points.
Just go through the whole sequence. I just put total sequence.
Yes, the
okay.
total sequence, except you don't have to do the 9G yet.
Okay.
Okay, next. You're going to do that, and then you're going to start at the collarbones.
Collarbones. Okay.
Sore spots.
Sore spot. Okay.
Under the nose.
Okay, under the nose. Okay.
Chin.
All right.
middle of the chest.
Okay, middle of the chest. Okay.
Sore spots again.
Sore spot. Okay.
And then you want to do the 9G.
9G, gotcha.
Okay, minute number two, which is the healing code.
Okay.
Three positions, both hands below the belly button.
Hold on, I was going through the other sequence. Okay, both hands below belly button, okay.
Both. Then left hand, then you're going to do left hand temple, right hand bridge. That's the regular healing code.
Left temple, right bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you're going to do both hands touching the brain stem.
Both hands, brain stem. Okay.
And that's it, just three positions. You can repeat that. You can divide those up into a one-minute exercise, or you can repeat it for 1 minute.
Okay.
So you can start with one, go to two, go to three, and repeat it again. Okay, minute number three, governing conception. You're going to start at the base, slide the hands up and over to the top of your spine, and you want to do that three times.
Okay, the basic sequence three times, as we normally do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then you're going to start at the solar plexus. So after reaching the top of your spine, you're going to go lift your hands up and start at the solar plexus, which is on your tummy.
Okay.
You're going to pause there for a few seconds. Imagine this chakra or energy center being completely opened and filled to overflowing with this positive energy from the healing code. Then you're
okay.
going to slide your hands up to the heart.
Okay, up to the heart.
And pause there. Do the same thing.
Okay.
Slide up to the throat. Pause.
Okay. Pause. Okay.
And then slide all the way down to under the belly button.
Slide down, okay.
And so pause.
On the belly button. Belly button and pause.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you're going to slide down to the base.
Down to base.
Pause.
And pause, okay.
And then keep your hands there and just slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Okay, spine up and over.
Mm-hmm.
And over
that's it.
To spine. Okay. Can I ask you one quick question also?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed he has started in the All Access. He has started with the trilogy. I think it was called the Life. What was it? The Life Events. Am I saying that correct? You know,
the
trilogy name. Then he did another one. What's the name? It's the trilogy Life Issue Manual.
Oh, yes.
Okay, he started out with the first one was Unforgiveness. Is he going to go through the whole sequence each month, like
yes.
go to the next one? Like, oh, okay, okay.
Yes.
So this month will start with Unforgiveness, then next month will be Belief, then blah, 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 blah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So,
okay.
So I just leave some room in the notebook to add those other notes then. That was it. Thank you. And this will be your last show, or you don't know?
Well, we're going to be thinking and praying about it this week to see what we do next week. We'll probably skip next week as far as, you know, how we normally have them on Wednesdays, because we're going to be thinking and praying about how to use this time, if we're going to continue to use this time on Wednesday. But we will let you know. You'll get an email and letting you know.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, and God bless
okay.
you and your family, and God bless Dr.
Thank
Alice
you.
Lloyd. All right, thank you.
Thank you. God bless
Hi.
You. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so thank you again, everyone, for participating. We do appreciate you so much. Please email us, send us a message, anything you'd like to share, feedback@thehealingcodes.com. It's been an honor and a privilege to meet you every week for the last 14 years. And we hope to still continue to meet with you on whatever venue we're going to launch out next. So God bless you all. Bye-bye.